Nope.
Dusan and Aleph. Ahmed Aleph.
What is it really all about?
Yeah, you know, we have this concept of Loizu Abzu. Loizu Abzu means not only this, even this. But it's always a little bit funny because there's not only this, even this. So, like, we're trained to say, just say the bigger chiddush. You don't need the smaller chiddush. So this gives a little bit, this Bnei Yeshua, I think, gives a little bit of a... It's not going to answer that. It's not going to answer it completely, but a little bit of an insight into when we say Leizu Apsu and when we don't say Leizu Apsu. So the Mishnah says that each Mekadish Boi B'Shluchai. He can Mekadish himself. He Mekadish with a Shliach. Right? How do we know that? We'll learn later on. Ha'ish Mekadish is Boi B'Shluchai. Now when she goes to Mekabal, the Kedushin, same thing. She can do it herself or she can send a Shliach. Ha'ish Mekadish is Bito Yikashay Naira. When she's a Naira, Rashi says Kosher came when she's a Ketana. But even when she's a Naira, this we learned out, if you remember early on in the Masechta, even when she's a Naira, he can make Makabo the Kedushin from her, for her. And again, the Mishnah says, Boye B'Shluchoy. Rashi says, you know, if it's even a Ketana, why did the Dafka say Naira? So Rashi says, because Arich Ara Ashminon, because since we're going to learn that a Ketana L'Chatchili shouldn't do it, so the Mishnah chopped onto Naira. But Avada, it means you can marry off a Ketana too, technically. Boye B'Shluchai. So we have three Boye B'Shluchai. So we have a Boye B'Shluchai by him, Boye B'Shluchai by her, and Boye B'Shluchai by the father. What's the Shluchas of all three? So we'll see. That's what the second Bnei Yeshua has to do with. But just in the first part, Ish Mekadish. So the Gemara starts out with the Kasha. Hashta B'Shluchai Mekadish Boye Miboye. Once I know he can make a Shliach to be a Mekadisher, do I even need to know that he can do it? Of course he could do it. If he couldn't do it, he couldn't make a shliach to do it. Correct? So if he can make a shliach do it, so boy is superfluous. So Amrav Yosef, mitzvah boy Yosef mi b'shlucha. Yosef says that it says boy, avada works with the shliach. But there's a mile to boy. Mitzvah boy Yosef mi b'shlucha. Rashi says, because he's oisa gufoy b'mitzvah, smekabos schar tvei. If you do it yourself, you get more schar. Then sending a shliach. So the Mishnah spoke out, boy, Avada, once you know shliach, you know boy. Once you know shliach works, you know boy works. But the extra word boy teaches me that there's actually a mile to that. Mitzvah boy, yes, mitzvah shliach.
Is that like from Tzara Agra, that's why? Or just,
okay, yeah, the from Tzara Agra, or, yeah, it's more, yeah, even more into the mitzvah,
Rashi,
so.
Basic,
I guess so.
Is that principle learned from this Mishnah?
I guess so.
Right? I mean, otherwise, if it's a basic principle that we know anyway, so what's the chiddush here specifically?
So what's the chiddush? Yeah.
Can't be this why the
would
time
it could be that would embody so much.
Is there a reason I would think that it's not better for him to do it himself?
You could say Svara is like over here it's a chalois. Well, I don't know. The truth is the Gemara later on compares it to like making Shabbos. Which is a, you know, but maybe that's noch the chiddush. Yeah, I don't know. I could have heard a havamina.
Maybe you'd have thought it's not the same.
Right, and I could have heard a havamina that making.
Okay, it's for you to do it with someone else. This is.
No, but I could have heard a havamina that making a kedushin is even less than making
yeah,
Shabbos.
In terms of you having to do it yourself, yeah.
It's a kenyan. It's a chalois, exactly. So it could be right. It could be that's good for the chiddush. That even over here, by creating a chalois, but if you do the maisa that creates that chalois, that itself is also a mitzvah by Yosef Meshulcha. Yeah, it could be. It could very well be. You have to see if someone speaks it out. But I could hear such a... That without the mission, you could have...
A practical reason why it would be better, yeah. Other than that, like we see, like, you know, maybe that is
it.
See
you. Right. Want, right. An economy. Once we had the Kiddush in the Mishnah, then we could say, Ki hod rev safra machar resha v'chule v'chule. But Evshi, you could hear such havamina. Yeah? It's a kinyan, it's a chalois, it doesn't, I mean, the maisa that brings it about, that's not as, kamash v'la, no, that's also a mitzvah. It's also a mitzvah. And even on that we say, that if you do it with your guf, it's more choshev. Okay, very good. Look to see, you look around and see if somebody says that, Bart? Okay, you report back to us tomorrow, if someone says that, Bart. So Tosfos says, why couldn't you just answer this kasha with the loizu abzu teretz, which the Gemara does use many times. So Zag Toitz is in Shaykh Toitz Hochot Lab Dafka, but that's a limit of the Zuavsu. You can't answer Lab Dafka, and it really means Lab Zuavsu. To the Shaykh, the Shnei Hochi, Ala Bishte Babis, Ala Bishte Tevis Loi. Zag Toitz is Loizu Abzu is a way of a Mishnah being set up. When it's set up with different Babis, sometimes, right, different bubbles means, you know, different dinim in the Mishnah, different phrases in the Mishnah, this din and this din and this din. So sometimes, you have the first bubble wasn't really necessary, because the second bubble is a bigger chiddush, lo yizu absu. But in two words, in the same din, in the same phrase, that we don't find lo yizu absu. The Mishnah doesn't talk that way. When it's a list of things, a list of dinim, a list of bubbles, separate phrases of the Mishnah, you can say it like that. But I guess it's more shver to speak out in the very same din, the words themselves, you know, one word after the nether, after the next, lo yizu absu. That's what Tosfos said. But Yeshua says an interesting thing. He says, lule divrei Tosfos, he would have said like this. He would have said, you know why you can't do lo yizu absu over here? He says, because what does loizu absu really mean? He says, avada loizu absu is the pshat that once you have the second chiddush, you already know the first chiddush. Avada, that's the pshat, right? So that means loizu. That's why we have to say, no, it means not only this, even this. But you only have a right to, when you have a kasha, you know, why did you have to say this in the Mishnah? You only have a right to answer that kasha with loizu absu when the loizu is also a chiddush. It might be a smaller chiddush than the Afzu, but that also is to be a chiddush of the Mishnah is coming to teach me. So in the chiddush that the Mishnah is coming to bring about, it set up the chiddush in like a, you know, ascending order, a smaller chiddush and a bigger chiddush. Lo yizu Afzu. But if there's no chiddush in the lo yizu, if there's no chiddush in the first part, then lo yizu Afzu is not enough of an explanation to what the Mishnah is saying. What it's saying. Just say the second part because that's the only chiddush. It's worse than a loizu apsu. Loizu apsu, they're both chidushim, but the second chiddush is bigger than the first chiddush. But the pshat in Agamar, Pnei Yeshua is saying, as Gemara is asking, is there's no chiddush in the boy at all. It's not even one level of chiddush, the boy. Why? It's because that's a mefurash pasuk. Ki yikach yishisha. It's not a chiddush at all. So once you tell me, so you see, tell me shlichus, the boy is not a chiddush at all, so don't tell me loizu apsu. So that's why the Gemara has to answer no. It's teaching you something. Without main Toises, it's not saying this, obviously. But the Bereshu is saying, Luli Devei Toises, that's what he would say.
The Lush of the Gemara is
yes, you're right. So Levi is right. The Lush of the Gemara is not totally mashal like Bnei Yeshua because, you know, the Gemara is asking, Hacha B'shucha B'kadish Boy Mi Boya. The way Bnei Yeshua is setting up the Kasha is even without Shucha B'kadish Boy is. The Gemara could have asked more simply. My Kamash one boy, it's a Pasuk. Ibn Yeshua is setting it up. Lashon Gemara. Have to work out the Lashon Gemara. In a Chinami. You're right. The words of the Gemara Mashma more. Not like Ibn Yeshua is setting up the Kasha.
Yeah,
I mean, you might be.
That's if you're. If you wouldn't say the shluchah,
then what? You wouldn't be bothered by the same kasha. Meaning, I would think of the way Bnei Yeshua was explaining to us that even without the shluchah part, the Gemara could have asked, "Boy, what are you saying, boy? For boy is not a chiddush. What's a chiddush, boy?" Okay. that's what Gemara's way of saying it.
It's just a way of saying it.
Okay. Yeah. Yesh, on that, but it's damn interesting that Bnei Yeshua is breaking out this idea that don't think loizu abzu means we're going to say something that there's no chiddush, and that's just a way of speaking. No, that's not a way of speaking. Avada, it has to be, it's a chiddush. Just what? It's a smaller chiddush than the second chiddush. That's what Bnei Yeshua is saying. Okay. Huh? Yeah, that's that. So,
I maybe it's there simply because Paras Jemeres are told
you.
No.
Jemeres, I'm sure.
Paralysis Miskadeshes, but also why her? Well, much, like that seems another way. Like, don't everybody say Asian Miskadeshes, but Bo Bishlucha.
Yeah. I don't know. No. Okay. So let's go through the rest of the Gemara, but then let's stop before. Well, that's the Gemara. Then we'll stop. Then Chazar over the second Pnei Yeshua. What? And then see the run. And then see the run. One second. I showed you which run to do, correct?
Yeah.
Tezayin. From the bottom. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, then we have to see the run. Okay, let's just go to the Gemara first. So, Amar Rav Yehuda mitzvah boy Yehuda mebishluchai. Kihod v'vsafer machal kreisha, Rava Melech Shibuto. Right, he would cook the head of the fish l'kovit Shabbos. He would salt the fish l'kovit Shabbos. They would do it themselves, even though you know they had shemazim that could do these things, or the bnei bayis could do these things. They did it themselves. Fine. Ika da amri. Look at amri in the Gemara. Becha. In this, Isur Nami Isbo. There's even an Isr. Meaning, if he can be Mekadisher himself and uses a Shliach, not just, we don't only say in that mitzvah by Yosef B'Shluchoi, but it's much worse than that. It's actually Osir. Why is it Osir? Because the Rivida Marav, the Rivida Marav, also the Adam Shiach, the Kaddish Lisha Ad Shir Eno. He hasn't seen her yet. Why? Shemir, but the Maguna, but the Zagana law, maybe he'll marry her and he'll end up not liking her. And then she'll have a lot of bizyonis because of that. So make sure you see her first. So not only mitzvah b'yizim b'shluchai, but it's actually an iser. Avad, if you send the shliach, it's chal, it works. In hilchos kinyonim, it works. But in hilchos, you have to recha kamaicha, you're not allowed to do it, it's also. So that's pshat in the Mishnah. So why did Rav Yosef say mitzvah b'yizim b'shluchai? Rav Yosef is making it sound much less extreme than that. Oh, Kitma, Rav Yosef, a safe itma. Rav Yosef is going in the safer. Ha'ishim is Kadesh's Baal b'shlucha. Hashem b'shlucha makadcha boi mipaya. I'm Rav Yosef, it's Baal b'yizim b'shlucha. Kod of Safar, Machar Reisham, Rav Melech Shibuto. Oh. But by the safer, Yisur less, but it's not an Isser. The Mishlokish, the Mishlokish, Tav, the Mishlokish, Tandu, the Mishlokish, Armalu. So what's the pshat according to the Kedamri? Hayish b'gadish boi u'b'shluchoi. Why did it say boi u'b'shluchoi? It's to teach you that it's an ister to do it with a shliach. But hayish b'skadesh is boi u'b'shlucho. Over there it's to teach you that mitzvah boi yoytzim b'shlucho. But an ister it's not. Why not? Maybe she doesn't see him. Maybe when she sees him she'll also not like him. True. But by Noshim, there's a Svara that they'd rather be married anyway. Tav, the Mace of Tandum, the Mace of Amalu. And that overrides the Cheshash that, you know, she won't like him.
Again, but even though, even if she would find something good in him, as long as she wants to stay married, that there wouldn't be a problem with Al Kamocha.
We're less worried. There's no problem with Chatchila for doing it, because the Cheshash of Shema, Shema Tiro by Dover Maguna, we're not worried about.
Yeah, but again, isn't
because it's still better. It's still worth it for her to be married.
Right. So if it said that he's going to want to divorce her, I understand. But it says he might not like her and be over after the
Kamocha. She won't be so picky.
So you're saying, but we're saying that the fact that she wants to be married is going to override the fact that the guy is whatever. You know, fill in the blank of what would bother her.
One second.
I'm saying, like, yeah, if it said that we're afraid he's going to divorce her because he doesn't like her, okay, then this is different because she's not going to get divorced.
You guys can be sad, yeah.
So we said the whole problem is that he's not going to like you over him. Gemocha.
No, so one second. The Gemara is not talking about him.
Why would she be over?
No, the Gemara is talking about her, though.
I know, so why won't, why the fact that she wants to be married, is why that override the fact that she's not.
It affects her feelings.
That what? That she.
Is over having a Gemocha. She's not going to like him.
How is she over?
She's not going to like him.
No, the problem. No, but by her.
When it says that he's gonna be over Rabbi Kamocha, what does that mean?
That means he's gonna. And that means as soon as he sees her,
he's gonna say
he's not gonna like her, and he's gonna get rid of her.
Oh,
no?
Hold on, doesn't say that.
He's got it. That's already a whole.
Doesn't say that he's gonna get rid of her.
Jump.
If he doesn't get rid of her and divorce,
then
I understand.
Then that's not the after
no, then I understand. So he's on her, she won't want to get rid of him.
Okay. That doesn't mean that? Fine, so if it does mean that, if it means he'll stay married to her, but he just won't like her.
Right. Be on her,
so the Gemara is saying, no, but the sort of top of the Mitzvah Tandu is saying not
it'll
that way.
Totally get, she will be out of her mind totally.
I don't know, totally. There's got to be extremes. But enough. Enough that it won't affect her.
She still loves him.
Yeah.
It overrides it.
I just want to
clarify.
It changes your train of thought.
I was thinking.
The truth is, I was thinking
he'll get rid of her. I was thinking he'll get rid of her, which she wouldn't do. But maybe you're right. Maybe
after
no, that's the after Rechel Gamaycha. Is why?
Until he gets rid of her, he'll be after Rechel. Once he got rid of her, why he's not wanting
to. No, that itself, marrying. That itself. No, but that itself, to take somebody and get rid of them, is Chisaron after Rechel Gamaycha. To set it up the Chisaron.
It's a different Chisaron.
That he's not going
to
like her.
Or an additional one.
He'll treat her worse.
Okay, so fine. So, say that's pshat. But Tavid Mesav Tandu is telling us that by her it's not true.
No, but I'll bring you a right.
Yeah.
No, but if you think about a frame of mind, you override feelings of not. Give you an example.
She'd rather stay Shnei Guvim Mesheves Samana, so she's much less. Makbid on. I mean, it's not saying. It's not saying. It's not saying there can't be a chance that it doesn't have to be 100% as opposed to 0%. It's a question of are we choishish or are we not choishish? By her, we're not choishish because there's enough reason to rely on the fact that. That should be happy with Tav and Mitzvah Tandu.
Less things bother you.
Yeah, men are more. No, because a man also, a man has more, he also has in his mind. A man knows that, you know, I could be single and not have to deal with this. She doesn't think that way.
A man could also have more than one wife.
That's true also.
She's not. So, for him,
it's true also.
For him, if he doesn't like it.
Every year, it's more. Every year, it's
not that she's really stuck. She'll be treated like a.
Yeah, but that, the Svar of the Gemara is that
he's not gonna like her.
Yeah, but mitzad her the story is he's going to be married.
Exactly. She'll
even if he's a mukashchin,
he could just get another one. Why should he be over?
Small things don't bother him.
The goal should be what? To be married.
No, yeah, she only wants to be married. So little things is not gonna make you crazy.
No, it's very. It's a good. It's good.
Looks.
It's good material for a shiur marriage.
Yeah.
Nowadays?
Not as
the same.
Yeah, but the same. Fundamental principle that if a person wants to be married and that's their focus, then they overlook these things that are really irrelevant. And that's important. And then men are shallow.
And then what?
Men are shallow. More shallow women, I would say.
No, but they're also more independent, meaning, especially this man. If you were alone, like you were stuck, like you couldn't eat, like you were pushing.
No, that's right. They wanted to live.
Yeah, I'm saying.
They
Tav the Mesav Tandu.
That's right.
Okay, that's an extreme expression of it.
That exactly was.
It could be true emotionally also. It could be physically, emotionally, whatever it is. That's how they. Yeah. Yeah.
Those times.
Okay, I was starting to do that.
Oh, but there's another problem. Okay, so that's very good. So I understand this. It makes perfect sense. Meaning, the Reisha, there's an Isser. In the Sefer, there's no Isser because we're not really worried she'll be Oyvanat Lechem Aicha. In the Sefer, it's just an issue of Mitzvah Ba Yoyseh Mibishlucha. But in this, Rashi has a Kasha. And we'll stop after this Rashi because then you have to see the Ran and you have to see the Bnei Yeshua. Frek the Rashi a Kasha. Different Rashi called Du. V'i Kasha. She should have an Isser also. Why? We just said, well, we're not worried about her. Because when he gives the Kedusha to her Shliach and he doesn't see her, so she should have an Isser also in doing that. What does Rashi mean?
Because
she's Messiah, his Isser. Or she's being a Messiah to his Isser. So Rashi says, Ein achinami, it's true. She does have an issur to do it. Mitzad, we'll use the words lifnehiver or mitzayel lo ivre aveira. She does have an issur to do it mitzad his issur. It's true, Rashi says. But the Mishnah wasn't dealing with that. The Mishnah talking about her own issurim. Tehi mekad shabo ubishlucha hilkoch had the tanaba la mitzvah. Therefore, we're learning that when it says "ba u'bishulcha," that's only to teach me that it's a mitzvah, it's a greater mitzvah to do herself, but it's not to teach me any kind of iser. But the reisha, which is talking about mitzvah the man, there, tana boy mishum isura. There, we do say it's an iser.
You're looking from the perspective of the.
That's what he's saying now. She's saying, "Enechinami." She might have her own. She might have an issur to be Messiah. His issur. It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. But that's only tzitzah. That's only the result of his issur. The Mishnah is setting up is what are their own tchubim which generate from themselves. So that's what the Mishnah means. By him it's an issur, by her it's mitzvah, by yisim b'shlucha. The result of that is that she also was going to have an issur because if he does it, she's being Messiah, his issur. True. But that's after the Mishnah. That's what you deduce from the Mishnah. But the way the Mishnah is being set up is this is b'didei and this is b'didah. That's what Rashi's learning.
And Rabbi Yosef is saying that it's better for her to do it herself instead of Mishnah.
Yeah, because that's not a klal. That's true. Yeah. Aside from the Isser issue. I find Gabaldic. So we have the second issue and we have the run. There's also I had a kasha, which I see it says here, look in the Yamsha Shlomo. Because Yamsha Shlomo asked the kasha. I'll see if I can find it. Ah, let me borrow you a kibbutz for a minute.
Where's the Be'er Sheva? What is that?
I don't know.